What's up, guys? We're back in the studio, in the Greenspoint studio, that is. James, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Taylor?
Doing good. What'd you do this weekend? I know what I did. I used my Strava app a lot. Ran around a little bit. It was nice out. We had a nice little breeze coming through Houston.
You have a Strava app?
Yeah. If you're a real athlete, you use Strava.
Oh, man.
I was thinking about my my password for Strava. It's pretty simple.
Was it Shuler?
It might have been. It might have been Shuler. You might have already broken into my account, but it's fine. Should I be worried about that? My password being so easy like Shuler?
You should always be worried about your password. I think we're learning that pretty quickly right now, that passwords are never tough enough, right?
Agreed.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll work on that. I'll work on that this weekend.
That's your new weekend. All right. So next week, we're going to hear about Taylor's new password.
Yeah.
All right. So till then. Oh, wait. That's not how we're ending this one, is it?
No. But I'm interested. What else is happening in the news?
Yeah, so same topic, right? Strava is a great example of an app or even some SaaS applications that you might have where the questions really become, the big debates become the shared responsibility of IT, specifically IT security. So let's dive into a little bit of that right now. There's two big stories. One is in SecureWorks uncovering an Azure vulnerability that allows people to try to log in to AD Premium or Active Directory as many times as they want without getting locked out. So the first question is pretty obvious. Does Azure own the responsibility of securing that, or does the end user own the responsibility of making sure that that's not an open vulnerability? The other one that's even newer, like just came out a couple hours ago, at least when we recorded this, who knows by the time this releases. But at this moment, Coinbase is saying that a whole bunch of customers, like 6,000 different customers, were hacked because of a failure within their multi-factor authentication security feature. So another same question, I guess, does Coinbase owe it to us to offer secure ways to get in, or is it our job to make sure we're secure?
Yeah, that brings up a really interesting topic. I think about kind of the other things going on in the news too, like Instagram and kids, maybe.
Yeah.
That's been a hot topic. Sort of the same concept though, the shared responsibility.
Right. So maybe it's a dumb hobby, but this is kind of a major feature that I like to go read into way too often. The research I've found is that everybody finds that it's a shared responsibility. We're seeing it, though, live in front of national news right now, that Facebook is saying that they've done enough. And people like the Wall Street Journal have dug in and uncovered that maybe Facebook hasn't done near enough. In fact, maybe Facebook has known that what they do is harmful to kids and they've turned their back to it anyway. So kind of a moral argument, a little bit interesting that this is all coming to head now. So you have a number of different things at play. You have a workforce that all went home for COVID and then is starting to return back to the workforce. You have an increased amount of cyber breaches and the ease of transferring payment anonymously through cryptocurrency. And now you have, well, who is it that's ultimately responsible? I can tell you from our point of view, from Center Technologies' point of view, we're always watching what happens in court cases around this because we want to see, does the MSP ever get locked down as the responsible party? It's our belief that it's our job to always make recommendations, but it's ultimately never our full responsibility that someone be kept 100% clean. That'd be the same as saying, like the home alarm system you have. If someone does breach your doors, then they're responsible to replace everything you have. And as much as we'd like to believe that we're a sure bet, we can't, nothing's 100%, right? Mm-hmm. Like your Shuler password, it's not 100%.
I mean, it's too easy.
It's too easy.
Yeah, I think we heard, our CIO had mentioned the apartment example where you have like a giant apartment. Yeah, it's their responsibility. It's gated via the apartment. But if someone breaches your door,
right,
that's on you. Right.
Right. They're responsible for providing a gated entry. They may even have a security guard that looks around the premises, but you still have your own specific lock and key. You might even have your own contract with a alarm system. It's ultimately not the apartment complex's responsibility, although they might assist through recovery or identifying who it was that did that. So we're hoping the world stays in that place, not because we don't want to bear the responsibility as managed service providers, only because the increase in cost associated to carrying that burden would likely deem our industry cost prohibitive, I would assume. The other one is cyber policies. Everyone's pointing the finger back at their insurance company, but there's all sorts of reasons on why an insurance company might say they're not ultimately responsible either. I mean, they, in a lot of cases, haven't even done pre-audits on what a company does for preventative IT practices in advance to writing a policy. At least historically, we're seeing that change, but historically they weren't even doing that. They could literally write a policy for you knowing the amount of time you've been around as a company, the size of a company you are, and your address based on other demographics. And they'd be able to write you a policy for, say, a $10 million coverage without knowing if you have multi-factor authentication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so right now everyone's pointing the fingers, right? Whose responsibility? How do I make sure I've done my job?
In that example, are you Taylor Uden or are you somebody else?
I'm a business.
Oh.
How do I make sure I'm doing my job?
Yeah, for one, you got to educate end users. That's been kind of it's becoming a cliche. Everyone knows you need to educate your end users, but that's your front line of defense. It's going to spot something that's not working right. That might be as simple as a phishing attack or something you shouldn't click on. But more realistically, what we see at least is that might be a file's not reachable. Well, instead of just changing your priorities and working on something else, notifying someone that file's not reachable, it very well could be that it's encrypted already and that the rest of the IT company or IT department isn't aware yet. Aside from that, there's easy layers of preventative measures you can put in place. And surprisingly, they're not that expensive right now. So having a clean copy of data, having proactive threat hunters, having visibility into security gaps and a response plan can really make sure that this isn't something that's going to impact you too negatively. At least you might not have to ask the question professionally, who's responsible, because you would have thwarted it. Personally, like my life, I blame TikTok for a lot of my issues. So that court case hasn't come to a head yet, though.
So you're basically telling me I can't blame Strava when my password gets breached.
If your password's Schuler, then you probably can't blame them. No. Right. No. I imagine, though, with Coinbase, if they have a multi-factor authentication established and people are using it and it failed, someone's going to end up having to brunt some level of responsibility from Coinbase for providing something that wasn't as secure as advertised. With Azure, they're actually saying that the program's working is exactly how it's supposed to. The additional features from Microsoft or third-party applications are supposed to close that gap. So they're not even looking for a fix to that vulnerability. Mm-hmm. It's kind of interesting that they're announcing that, yeah, I get why it might look like a gap to you, but no, it's good.
It's good.
You know, so the SaaS applications that a lot of people use, like, well, let's just use 365 and maybe something popular like Salesforce. There's companies that are popping up. One of them that we like around Center is KeepIt. They do 99-year retention with unlimited backup storage, which means you can essentially wrap your arms around 100% of your corporate data in certain SaaS applications and say, I'm good. It's backed up. It's sitting somewhere safe. But I mean, nothing's 100% anymore. Who knows when that won't be enough or when something as secure as that is breached itself.
Mm-hmm. So keep adapting as things change. We keep staying into the news on what's going on.
Lock your cars.
Lock your cars, change your passwords, make them more complicated than Schuler. And just remember, we keep an eye on tech news, but when it hits the fan, that's when we bring tech news to you. See you next time, guys.